Okay, we're going to throw everyone in the deep end. We're going to discuss two cases together at the same time and compare the two, whether they're the same or they're different. And both these cases came to a basin as usual. First case, very simple case. Bochrim have hired a room in a hotel up north. And officially they're allowed to, and they paid for, three Bochrim in the room. Unofficially, they have another four Bochrim in the room. There are seven Bochrim in the room. This doesn't go unnoticed by the owners of the hotel, and therefore, after a pleasant stay of a few days in the hotel, the Bochrim are asked to pay for those extra boys.
The room was rented of how many people are there, or regular rent?
How many people? Hotel. Yeah. So three Bochrim paid for the hotel room, seven Bochrim sleep in the hotel room.
No way you prepared.
No way. No way was there only seven altogether.
So, so the boys weren't interested in paying, but the hotel had the upper hand. They had the credit cards. So they took seven boys worth of payment, and then the boys took them to Basin. That's one case. Second case. The boys took them to Basin, yes. That the Longish boys.
No, but the hotel agreed to go to Basin.
Yes. So Hamish business. Second case, come to Basin. Is that a hotel is putting on a special program, Mahadrin, Hetcher for the week. So they hire a Rav Hamashir to be in charge of the kashrus over there. Rav Hamashir says, okay, get me Mashkichim to work underneath me. So the hotel hires Mashkichim. One of the Mashkichim is Reuven. The deal with Reuven was that you come, Reuven, come. You don't charge, we don't charge you. You can have a free week for a week. You be a mashkiach. In lieu of your service of being a mashkiach, you get the room for a week for free. However, if you want to bring anyone extra with you, you have to pay. So Reuven decides to be nice. He brings his wife with him. Yes? So we've got Reuven and his wife, and he's paid for his wife. And he's doing the job of being mashkiach as payment for him being there. 2 days into the holiday, he gets fired by Rav Hamashir. He doesn't, not suited for the job of being a mashkiach. So Reuven, okay, I get fired, I might as well enjoy the rest of my stay. So he stays there till the end of the period, and then the hotel approached him and said, look, the deal was that you do work for us being a mashkiach, and we'll give you the room for free. At the end of the day, you were only mashkiach for 2 days. The other 5 days you were not, so we want you to pay for those other 5 days. The hotel hired the mashkiach. Yes.
Hired the
mashkiach for the Rav Hamashir. The Rav Hamashir was in charge, and he fired him after 2 days. So the hotel turned around. You didn't pay for your room. You only worked for 2 days. The other 5 days you didn't work, so you owe 5 days worth of stay in the hotel.
He's being employed by the hotel.
Hotel.
Not by the
No.
These cases sound very different.
What's his time about?
Who? Whose time?
Time
is. I did nothing that was negligent. I tried my best being the mashkiach. Okay, it's not my fault the Rav Hamashir doesn't like me. I wanted to do the job. I'm here to do the job. I was happy to do the job. I wasn't able to do the job. I own this. Doesn't mean I broke the contract. Therefore, I don't intend to pay. I don't want to pay. So both these cases come to Basin. Both cases, similar kindness. The hotel are saying, a person is there who stayed there, had benefited from our hotel, and therefore should pay for the use.
Question. That is, the mashkiach who was fired, they needed another mashkiach.
to replace him, right?
Yes.
Where was he going to go? Into that apartment?
No, because there's other rooms in the hotel.
Another hotel.
Or other deals. I don't know what the other deal was. Maybe the other deal was that get a local boy.
Oh, that's true. Still paying for his wife.
Anyway, he's paying for his wife.
That's the similarity here, right?
So they're not losing on the...
Now, the common denominator over here between the two cases is, in both cases, we have a situation that the room where the person who hasn't paid is benefiting from the hotel is also being shared by a person who is paying for that benefit. We've got the husband with the wife, where the wife's paying, and the husband, so to speak, is not paying, and he's benefiting from the hotel. And we have the case of the Bochum, where three Bochum are in that room, and there's another four also in that room benefiting from it without paying. So the cases are similar. We have somebody who's benefiting, but in the room which is already being used by somebody who has a right to be there because he's paid.
Does either hotel offer breakfast with the room or any other thing aside from the sleeping?
Yes.
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 What was the question?
Does either hotel offer other benefits like breakfast aside from sleeping in the room? It doesn't cost them anything for a second person to sleep in the room. It does cost them to give extra.
They charge for it, though. They charge for it.
They charge, but what's their cost?
Now, the Bochum didn't eat in the breakfast because they only have a right for free. Yeah, and then the guy stands at the front of the thing and says, well, room number, and you can't suddenly get seven people into the breakfast room.
Change jackets.
You'd be surprised.
Okay, so what is the timer? So, the timer is like this. Why should the Bochum...
Which case?
In both, let's say in both cases at the same time, why should the Bochum who didn't pay not pay? Why should the Mashgiach who benefited and so to speak didn't pay not pay now? So the Tainer, they got a ton of Rebbeni. The Bochum didn't, but he got a ton of Rebbeni. And the Tainer is like this. What's the Bochum's Tainer?
The Bochum would only allow us to have 3 room anyway. They'll never charge us 7.
You wouldn't let me have 7 rooms. If you could let me have 4 in a room, then I'd have to pay for 1. But if you only have 3 in the room,
for what?
So I'm not, what am I taking from you?
I'm not charged.
I'm not eating anything. You wouldn't charge me for being here because you wouldn't let me be in the same room. You'd put me in another room, maybe.
So I'm losing out a room.
Huh?
The hotel's losing a room.
Only they would have come and paid for it.
Because they don't allow for more than 3.
Do you ever hear of the concept of a Heimish hotel doing deals?
So they charge per person, right? That's all business. If you have 30 people in the room, then I can charge for 30 people.
Make a deal. They'll definitely charge for more.
Charge each room, they said business. And the person is taking 100 people in the room.
Huh?
It's
only the
fears. Now.
They charge per room.
Yumi's thinking good tonight. Yumi's thinking good. But there's a better time. The time is like this.
You don't need kashas, only the spheres.
Like this. Yeah, the time is like this. Welcome time like this. Yes, we are benefiting from you, but you haven't lost from the fact that we benefit from you. A tiny zenana. Is there no pasa? We benefit from you, but you didn't lose for the fact we took that benefit. And therefore, if that's true, there's halacha that says, when I take benefit from you, but you don't lose for me taking that benefit, then I don't have to pay. Now, why don't you lose? Because that room was already rented out. You couldn't put anyone else in there. You can't, with the wife, put somebody strange in there. No.
There's more wear and tear.
With a free Bochum, you've already got the rights to that room. You can't study a stranger in there. So what the Bochum have paid for that room and the wife has paid for the room, that room is not rentable now. It's not rentable, so I'm being nana, I'm getting benefit from a room which is not rentable. Therefore, I'm not causing you a loss by taking that hanor. Zanana
zelachosu.
Yeah, maybe we'll discuss.
What about the wear and tear?
That's an unlikely case, but yes.
Oh, yes.
Because the Bochum Balkan
aren't that much of Gunovo.
That's the hotel context.
Hey, that's not the case. That's not the situation.
So therefore, that's the kind of I should have to pay because I'm nana for you, but you can lose because you, I'm benefiting from a benefit which you could never get any benefit from me because you cannot rent this out. I'm moving. That's the Gemara, Baba Kama. When you move into a house which is not omed for rent, without the permission of the owner, so I'm benefiting from the house, but you don't lose. So therefore, I don't have to pay.
But there is also said it. Somebody who said it. By using more people in the room,
there's more wear and tear, which we had last week.
Forget about wear and tear. They use more water, they use more toilet paper.
Okay, we're going to discuss. You're saying there is a loss.
Okay,
so let's discuss.
I would say something else.
Yes?
I would say, what is the pair with renting a room? That's not what's happening here.
Good. Now you're tired. There's lots of other choses around. Wear tear. Now, what did the Nesiva say last week? You're right. The Nesiva said last week like this. That we said, you move into an empty apartment and you benefit from it, you don't have to pay. It's not omed for schiras. That's only true if you're causing, if you don't cause a chosa. You're causing always a chosa because there's always going to be wear and tear. Says the Nesivas, that the Rashba says in Gemara that cost which you're causing to the owner of Wenta is counteracted for the fact that you're giving them the benefit by being there, because it's better for the running of the hotel and or the room that have been occupancy, because a person over there, this Gemara says, two benefits for the owner. Either he keeps away Shaitan, a spooky type of Hana, yes, or he, for the fact that he's there, he makes sure things are working how they should be, and they just don't sit there without being used.
That'd be for a vacant room.
And therefore, even although I am causing... That's very good, that's missing. Very good. That, and even although I am causing a loss of wear and tear, but I'm compensating for that loss by giving you a benefit, and therefore the end of the day, the picture is, nah, for no cost, sir, you haven't lost because I caused a loss, but I gave you back the loss.
That's for a vacant room.
That's the receivers comes in the chadish. That's only true if you're the only person over there that you'll say, yes, it's empty, wear and tear, but I'm giving you a benefit. But if there's ready people there, where the owner's got a benefit from having occupancy already there, and you're just adding more wear and tear. So therefore, all you're doing is a chosa of wear and tear without compensating for that. So therefore, for more people, you have to pay.
So the Bach would have a better time if they went to an empty room in the hotel instead of drinking with their friends.
Yes.
Better time.
Better time. So therefore, says the Nesivas, in such a case, you'd be chayav. And according to that, in both our scenarios, both is true. That both in the Bochum's case, they're causing more wear and tear. They're benefiting and causing more wear and tear to the owner, so they're causing a cost to the owner, so you have to pay for that amount. And similarly with the husband, the wife is there and is ready looking after the room, the husband's just causing more wear and tear, and therefore he should have to pay.
But do they only pay the damages amount, or they pay the full rental?
The full rental. Aha, no.
What's your cost you pay the rent?
Yeah. Now, the problem is, when you start with our first Marim Mokum, it seems to be that the Nesivas elsewhere says the opposite. Yeah, like this. Hamaska Basil Balabias. Somebody hires, rents the room out, Vahka Pavin Mo Krovov Omodia, the Shochin Mo, and then he brings, the renter brings within people which weren't supposed to be there, relatives, neighbours, friends. Then the owner, if he finds out, can object. Once he finds out, he can say, out. Says the Nesivas, okay, he can say out. Does he have to pay those people who came in afterwards? Do they have to pay? Says the Nesivas. V'di'evet in keva hiskira hasucha le'acha im yocha hamaskila tebeh escha ma'acha nearer to enu yochum. If he brings them in and they benefited, Can you get them to pay afterwards? No, they can't get them to pay. You can't get them, those people who moved them, those neighbors, to pay. Why? The kivanda maskim askam keino yochel askin acher. Because once he's already rented out to the person, he can't bring strangers in. Hasuch harishim akilov. Then it's like he's low cost. It's like a house which is not omed for rent because he's already rented out. Somebody else moves in, he's benefiting, but he's not causing a loss. So we see the deceivers is talking about the same case. So he rents the room out to Reuven. Shimon also moves in. And can you get those Shimon out? You can get Shimon out. But does Shimon have to pay for what he's used up to that? Says the deceivers, no, because the owner hasn't lost, because he couldn't have rented it out to somebody else in any case. Because what's Reuven say? He can't. It seems to be outright spirit of the deceivers, we said last week, which says you can't, because you're causing more wear and tear.
Maybe the Shulchan Aruch case is renting the house, not per person.
We're out going to discuss your case. So what's the difference between this deceiver's case, where the deceiver is saying you don't have to pay, even though you're causing more wear and tear by being another person there, and the last week's deceiver where it says if you're causing more wear and tear, then you have to pay because you're causing off also. Now there's one word in the deceiver's which the Achronim say is the light in the tunnel which gives us the answer. And therefore those who've got the papers can look at it and try and guess.
Yikvar is Gira?
No. I'll give you another 10 seconds. Okay. Okay, good. I got you to read the Nesivus. Now, the answer is like this. The Achronim say like this. The difference is like this. What we're saying, that the extra person moved in, he's got benefits, and he's causing more extra wear and tear, so therefore he should pay for that benefit. So why does one deceiver say he does and the other does? So there's a big difference between the two cases, because of one word. The case where the deceiver says that the extra person who moves in does have to pay, he's causing more wear and tear, that's because he moves in and he is moving in for free. So all he's getting benefits. He's moving in as a free tenant over there. He's benefiting and he's causing wear and tear. So you're benefiting, causing wear and tear. The second case where the deceiver says he doesn't have to pay is where the person who moved in didn't come in for free. He moved in and he paid money to move in. He was paying money to the other guy who was already in there. But he was paying. So therefore, that's not called he's getting hanah. Because hanah means I'm taking something for free. Here, I'm paying in any case. So you mean, you're giving me hanah? I have to pay for it. You're not giving me anything. I didn't gain anything from you giving me this room because I paid in any case. So therefore, I didn't get any hanah by coming in because I shared the costs of the room. I actually had to pay. So therefore, No, so it's without nana, but chosa without nahana, you don't pay for. You'll call the grom of mazik, but you're not trying to pay for the hana, because you didn't get hana. Why is it going to the wrong person? Yeah, but the sofa has rights to money.
That's the whole thing though.
Has he got rights to money? Some money. Yes.
Some
money.
So his rights.
He's got rights to pay, charge money.
So the difference between the money he could charge and the money it's worth.
No. A person can charge anything he likes for his own chifetz, yes?
What?
For his own object, he can charge what he likes, yes?
Yeah,
not in karka. Not in fixed property, the zone, or not. So therefore, you want to come in? Like a shah, you can come in, but you have to pay me as the renter to also come in. So you pay, so you then the owner turns around, you've got benefit. I paid! I got no benefit.
The excess benefit above and beyond what he pays. Right.
I paid, and get benefit. So therefore, if that's true, let's relate back to our cases. If there's a difference between when you come in for free, or you're coming in as an extra guy and paying, then there's a big difference between our two cases. In the Bochum's case, do you think those three Bochum were paying and the other four were getting free?
They're definitely paying.
Yeah, they're splitting. So they're definitely paying as well. They're paying, they turned around to the hotel, as they did in the basin, and said, yeah, we didn't get benefit from you, we paid in any case. But in the case of the husband, the wife's paying, and he is coming for free. So therefore, we should say, if you look at it, if you look at it like that, then you would say the Bochum's case, they're not getting benefits, they're causing closer wear and tear, but no benefit. They'll say, ah, oh, we don't have to pay for that because we didn't get benefits, because we paid in any case already. And then the husband, the wife goes, the husband says, well, the husband, you got there for stay for free. You got stay for free. Yeah, the wife paid, you got for free, and therefore, you got her not. I mean, plus.
No, it's all one thing though. It was a 1 week deal. He did pay for free.
He paid for the wife.
He had a work for 2 days. He paid for the
wife. Why said that?
He had a 2 days.
It was a whole week deal.
You hear what I'm saying? If he worked for 2 days, it's as if he paid. Unless there's somebody paid.
No, because the deal was, as karma, you're working, then you're staying. So you work for 2 days, you stay for 2 days. No, now, third day.
The deal was, you come here for a week, and we'll put you up for a week. They didn't say anything about it if it's less than a week.
No, they didn't, but how do hotels work on a daily basis?
Not when you're hiring a worker.
But he paid the worker. The guy, like one of the roommates, by working, it's as if he paid less.
What did he pay? Did he pay for the whole thing a little bit? No. Or did he pay for 2 days and the other five he was absolutely free?
He paid for the whole thing.
It was a 1 week deal. You decided not to accept my payment.
He said you have to pay us 7 days work and he only paid 2 days work. So he paid 2/7.
Yeah. 2/7 of the whole deal.
It was a package deal.
Okay, there's a way to look like that. I'm going to handle that as a swara, but I can also hear the other interpretation. No, 2 days, hotels work, daily basis, 2 days paid, 2 days stayed there, other 5 days not paid, completely free, and therefore completely free, completely hung up from the owner, and causing him, where is that, babe? I can hear all that as well. At this stage. The husband gave the wife a matonah. When we learn halachas of Yerusha and Ishus, we'll see what calls money of the wife, what's called money of the husband, and what's called shalom bas. You can say to the hotel like this, I say like this, I intend to be there for 7 days, how much do you have to pay? So they say, the daily rate is $300, 7 times $300, $2,100, $2,100. Now, so at the end of the day, you're paying $2,100 for a week, but really the cheshbon is a daily basis. How did they get to $2,100? Because they made the cheshbon. So therefore, do you look at it as an individual daily basis, you just count up the numbers and it gets 2,100? Well, do you look at it as one package?
That's not what they would have said to him. I know.
Okay. I'm willing to accept your story, but not totally. Of course, I can hear the other story.
Makes no difference, because
nobody's going to render
without license. Therefore...
But wear and tear. We want to know, are you getting hana with wear and tear? If it's hana and wear and tear, then you pay. And the answer is, if you're paying, you're not getting hana. If you're not paying, then you're getting hana. It seems to be... that stage.
What about the other scorer of the guy? He made an arrangement with the hotel. He kept his part of the arrangement. The hotel didn't keep their part of the arrangement.
Well, we have tackled that in our early shirim of Skiras Poland. We have tackled that with our early shirim in employment law. And he hasn't got time. Hasn't got a leg to time.
He spent money on the bus to go up there.
Fine. But that's part of the deal. I can always get rid of you.
It was that part of the deal?
Not the hotel, but with the Rav HaMachshir, that's understood. Yeah? Now, so where did it go from here? So, I suggest like this. Is, do we say something like this? Like, a bit like Eric. A lot like Eric, it says. Eric is suggesting. At the beginning. At the beginning, we say like this. Is a hotel rental like a rental of a house, which the Gemara is talking about? Is a payment for hotel room like a rental of a house, or is it different? The Shulchan Aruch, the Nesivos, the Gemara are talking about a house which is rented, and then somebody more moves in with that person as well. Is the hotel agreement the same, or is it different?
Different.
It's different. Yeah. What? In what way is it different?
It's normal for a house to have guests over to sleep over. For a hotel, that would be considered cheating to have guests to sleep over.
Okay, that's
a relationship. It's a different relationship.
Different relationship. What's the different relationship?
I'm not the pilot.
If you listen to Eric at the beginning, he said that, Chilik. Yeah, okay. So now you didn't listen, you can machadish it yourself.
I don't know if I'm going to take that chance.
Okay.
Wait for the.
Once it's in the world, there's a halacha in learning Torah. Once the chiddush is in the world, it's much easier to repeat it. Okay.
When you're in the house is yours, you what you want for the reason. When you're at a hotel room, you're there to sleep in it or
yes.
You know, they room service every day. Yeah. They'll clean the room every day.
The deal of the hotel. And as Ramoshe Feinstein speaks it out when it comes to Hilchos HaShavus Aveda and Kinyan Chotzer and who has the right to acquire the Aveda found in a hotel room, he says a hotel room is not a rental. When you're paying for a hotel, you're not saying I'm renting the room 301. You're not doing that. You're getting a service. Your service, they're going to provide you with bed to sleep. They're going to provide you with pillows, and they're going to provide you with cleaning up the room, and it may be breakfast, so you're going to pay for the breakfast.
They might even switch your room in the middle.
Yeah, you're not renting the place. You have no kinyan in halacha in the guf ha-cheta. You have no rights in the actual physical room that you're staying in. You're just having a right to stay. You haven't got any rights in the actual property. Unlike when you rent a house, you actually have an ownership in the actual house itself for use during that time period. So therefore, when the Bachrim paid their friends, what's their friends got to do with this room they're staying in? They have no rights or ownership of this room at all. The rights of the Bachur who pays is that they have rights for a service which has been provided by the hotel. But the room, they have no rights to the room at all. So when those other Bachurim paid those first Bachurim, they're paying a complete stranger in the street. So if you move into somebody's house and you actually pay a stranger in the street for use of that house, of course you're going to say, oh, but no, hana, and everybody had to pay you. Well, you're silly for paying the wrong guy. You paid a gardener. You paid somebody who doesn't own anything over here. So I don't care you paid him, and you got no hana because you threw your money into the bin. But at the end of the day, you got hana from my house, and you didn't pay anyone who has rights over that house. So therefore you got hana, and you caused wear and tear. So even in the Bokrim case, they would have to pay because they paid the wrong guy.
They paid indirectly. They paid through the other Bachrim, but they just paid to the
hotel. No, they haven't paid indirectly. They paid the Bachrim. The Bachrim is the contract. The Bachrim is the contract with the hotel.
Right, and they reimbursed the Bachrim.
But something to the hotel. You've been reimbursed, the guy's got nothing to do with the hotel.
The original Bachrim have paid on the other Bachrim's behalf to the hotel. And that is reimbursed.
No, that the hotel was never masking that they are on behalf of them. So therefore, where we're holding now is that it makes no difference in the case of the Bachrim or in the case of the the husband and the wife, both cases are they're benefiting from the hotel, they're causing wear and tear to the hotel, and you can't say, well, why we paid the guy down the street. And then, well, what do you mean, what's the guy down the street? Now, very good, so therefore we're saying everyone's chayv. Now,
since it's not, in case the guy didn't work, he did pay the right thing.
For 2 days.
He paid 2 cents, right?
Yes. But the other five you didn't pay.
No, so wait a minute. You're saying you paid something. It says if you paid something, in order to call that
having an arm?
Yeah.
So then by the bakr, again by the house, you didn't pay.
No, he said, no, I said the sorrow was, is that you look at each day differently.
What?
I'm going with the idea that you look at each day differently, and 2 days you paid, the other five you got for free. Totally for free. I'm going with that, Kibbutz. Okay? Now, very good, but not so good. Because last week we said, last week we said, of course, that, okay, the Siva says a nice old drosh and nice kiddush and halacha, but when it comes down to halacha, the Shulchan Aruch says, I passed him like the Rosh, who doesn't hold like the Rashba in Beshat and the Gemara, and the halacha, according to the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch, if you move into a place which is not omed for rent, wear and tear takes place, but wear and tear is not considered as you have caused a loss to the owner. You are causing wear and tear. And even if there's no compensation for that wear and tear is not called a loss. And therefore you're nana, you're getting benefit from the property. You're causing wear and tear, but wear and tear is not called a loss. What's called a loss? Only if you're taking potential rent away from that. That's it, dependent if the room's omed for rent or not. What somebody's living there is not omed for being rented out to somebody else. So therefore, according to the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch, how the Vilna Gaon learns the Shulchan Aruch over there, they are, yes, benefiting from the room, yet, but they're not causing a loss to the owners, because loss is only if you stop other people renting it. And you're not, you're just causing wear and tear. Wear and tear is not good enough to consider the loss.
And therefore,
in both cases, we now say it should be potter, because both places are rooms which the hotel could not rent it out to anybody else.
It's the same story. And people who go to the hotel are not paying for rent. They're paying for a service. It's like
but they're sleeping in a room. But even if they're not, but the hotel cannot put a stranger in the room which you're in.
Because it's like, if it's just the wife sleeping there, they can potentially move her to a smaller room, right? I guess now they can't make, if there's two people sleeping.
Okay, indirect, we're talking about the room itself. The room which was used, was it used that they stopped something from renting it? No, because the wife was already there, and the bachurim were already there, and therefore, yes, they're getting hanor, yes, they're causing wear and tear, but wear and tear is not considered a loss. It's only a loss if you stop another renter moving in. You didn't stop another renter moving from the Shulchan Aruch and the Rosh. Yeah, but we have to look at the room. It is all rented. Yes, they are ganavim. Yes, they're causing mazik. But, it's all indirect. All indirect.
What about the service? Once again, if you something else.
Okay.
A room is just a method.
Now it's been pointed out. Okay, let's forget about the wear and tear. What about the chashmal? What about the extra electricity in the room?
And what
is there more electricity being used from the fact that there is 7 bathroom there instead of 3? And the fact there's 2 people instead of 1?
Yes.
Yes or not?
Yes.
Any longer.
Small amount, but yes. The air, more strain on the air conditioning.
Jeremy knows this very well.
There's more strain on the air conditioning, more showers,
more water.
It doesn't have to be.
Is it or is it not?
Yes.
Is it more chashmal? Is there more?
You turn a light on when there's 3 people or 7 people.
Water. Shower.
Maybe not a shower. Maybe not a shower.
Toilet paper. They brought their own?
They went to the hotel next door.
Now let me give you a spora. Why, yes there is, but still, no. Yes, there is more, but still no. What do I mean? Like this. Somebody, one person who's says to the hotel, I want to sleep in this room. Fine. You have to pay $300 a night for the room. Fine. Okay, $300. Now, once he's in that room, how much electricity does a $300 person in the room allow to use? How much water is he allowed to use? And how much of the bed linen is he allowed to use?
As much as he wants.
So it means that when you pay $300 for that room, you have unlimited supply of all the uses in that room. So therefore, yes, you bring somebody else in, but I'm not taking away any that extra person any more money from you, because I already paid for that right of unlimited use. I can have the mask gun on 24/7. I can have the water on 24/7. I can do what I like. So all you're saying, it depends who turned it on. Okay, I get the free bathroom to turn everything on. What's the difference?
Going to a Chinese restaurant, $8.95, all you can eat. So I technically have the right to eat the whole place out. I'm drinking 100 of my closest friends. I was able to eat that food anyway, so why should they have to pay?
It's a poor
sport.
Okay, good. I just give you throwing out the smallest who said them based it. Poor is also good. No, why is it poor?
Why is it poor? Because they're when they make the hedge to the room,
so you same as Matthews. Same as Matthews. Right. So good. Same type of stuff. Okay. No.
If they knew there's a chance of 7 people there, they'd charge $500 instead of $300.
Yeah.
That's
what the Hedgemans
would
be. No, the
Hedgemans
could be.
The person would go ahead and leave the water on next to them. They might charge it.
Sometimes the hotel.
No.
The hotel.
Close desert?
It's Amazon. No. The hotel sometimes gets a client. With the businessman.
I know hotels ask. One hotel. They're a Spanish hotel. First thing you ask, he says, are you American or are you English?
Oh, which one?
Because they want to know how much is the Mazgun going to be used. The Americans. You never lived with English. England, you don't have Mazgun.
Where is the room in America or in England? Because
they know how much they're going to have to pay for this. Okay, bring it back to the point. So, therefore, you're saying it's a poor spot. Okay, I understand. It's also maybe a poor spot. Yeah, maybe they're making a cheshbon. But in the contract, there's no limitation. Lamaisa, in the contract, there's no limitation. So Lamaisa, I could. Lamaisa. Okay, the reason behind that, because they made a cheshbon. But in the actual contract with the hotel, they're not.
But it's still chosse, because if the extra guys weren't
there. So do we look at that type of chosse as being our chosse? A chosse because it went not against the contract, it went against cheshbon for the contract.
The fact that they could use the water is irrelevant. It's the fact that they did use more water. Yeah,
but which was already paid for. It was already paid.
The one guy could have done it. He could go, he said, you know what, I'll turn on all the lights. It's like a second day yontif in
We're halting now, and the scenario of that, it could be that it's still everyone's potter for the fact that wear and tear, no chosse, that's not good enough. Stopping rent, you didn't stop anyone renting them.
What about his all-you-can-eat restaurant argument?
Yeah, that's like a cheshbon. Do you call a cheshbon for the contract a chosse? The actual contract, it wasn't a chosse, because you couldn't, unlimited. A cheshbon behind the contract.
So could you do that? Could you go in with 5 guys to an all-you-can-eat restaurant?
No, not like a killer. No,
I'm saying, but could they tie in on you afterwards? If you did that, could they bring you the base to make you pay or no? You're not going to make you pay.
Not when you're... They can chuck you out. So as soon as they see 5 there, they'll just chuck you out.
You can take a bag, but they'll chuck you out.
And let me ask you a question. When one of those guys that didn't... was the unofficial guy, went into the bathroom and turned on the water, was he or was he not over on Geva?
He was over on Mazik.
Was he over on Geva?
It could be.
He's over on Geva, it has to be Chosik.
It's Mazik. A Mazik that doesn't pay could be a Geva. A Grom. Could be. Now, okay.
If a couple move into the room, you can't make the pay for both people. Because
You can. Eric is on the ball tonight. Thanks. Eric's leaving everyone behind tonight. He's very good.
What do you say now? He's spoken.
There is, okay. So I'll speak American. And it's like this. And here's the bottom line. In both cases, they have to pay. Why? Even according to the Rosh and the Shulchanach, Halacha LeMaaseh have to pay. Why do they have to pay? Because there's another Shulchanach, which is based on the Tosfos in the Gemara and Baba Kama over there, and it says clearly like this. If there is a sign outside the house, which says, not for rent, we don't rent this out, but if you move in, we're going to charge you. If such a sign exists, then even although we are not losing from you moving in, but since we warned you beforehand that even though we don't lose, but you benefit from us, you still have to pay, and you know that when you come in, so therefore you have to pay. Says Tosis and the Shulchanor. That's a contract. Yes, that's a contract. And therefore, Im unter der Muchach beleib kol Adam, is that the hotel have this sign outside. You are, even if it's not written, yes, unter der Muchach beleib kol Adam, is a clear cut understanding, understood, that when you go to a hotel, that you're paying for how many people are in the room. If there's going to be more people in the room, then we want more to be paid. So even though we don't lose, you're going to have to move, you're going to have to pay. More people move in, more people have to pay. So therefore, that's like a contract.
Is
that's a
hotel?
Pardon?
Is it a minhag,
that's the setup of the agreements of a hotel.
Not a
unlike
hotel.
A rental or a simmer up north or something that's different. But a hotel is understood like that. Therefore, at the end of the day, in both cases, even if they're not causing a chosa to the owners, they still have to pay because of this understanding of when you move in, even though you're not losing, causing us loss, you're going to have to pay if you use it at all. And it's like that sign is outside, and therefore you're going to have to pay. There's a contractual agreement that if you move in, use something that belongs to me, therefore using something that belongs to me, it still belongs to me, I can say this use, if you're taking it, has to be paid for. You do by moving in.
You know that.
I don't.
Don't move in. Don't move in. Don't move in.
I'm moving in anyway.
No.
I didn't agree.
Okay, so here's something to think about till next week. Yeah, I think we're running out of time. 9:20. Here is a case to figure out like this. A very common case connected to all this. It happens in Basin many times in every year that I've been in Basin. And that is like this. The neighbor upstairs wants to build. Extends his apartment. Yeah? So, he asks the downstairs neighbor, do you want to build with me? It'd be cheaper if we build together. Downstairs neighbor says, we're a small family, we don't need to extend at the moment. No, we don't want to build. Do you mind me building? No, I don't mind you building. Build. So he goes and builds, the upstairs person, and he builds an extension, which has created a floor for his apartment, because he's on the second floor, but it ends up being like a roof for the bottom stairs, underneath the apartment, but they're not using it because they are not interested. Many years later, about 5 or 6 years later, downstairs, a big family, we want to spend, and therefore they build walls around that already existing roof of theirs. And they built. Comes the upstairs neighbor, call him Reuven, comes to back to Shimon and says, hey, now you're using the roof. Your roof, which is my floor. You're being benefiting from my roof, my floor, so I want you to pay. Comes Shimon, the downstairs guy, says, yeah, I'm benefiting from you, but you didn't lose from me benefiting. Because you built it in any case for yourself. You and I'm Nana from you, but you didn't lose for me for the fact that I benefited from it. Why should I have to pay? Of course you don't have to pay, says Shimon downstairs. So think about it. Is it true? Is it not?
Why is that any different than the fourth wall?
So think about it.
Is there a shir next Thursday?
Next Thursday, there will be shir next Thursday. Not on Shavuos. I have to give a shir elsewhere.
A long night. What? A long night.
Round about the same time as us.
I don't know. Everybody's tired.